Barshak, of course, perhaps better known as the comedy terrorist. Are you still going under that that title or not?
Oh, no. I'm a comedy statesman these days. Well, actually, no. How are you, first of all?
Very good, thank you. Merry Christmas
to you and yours.
Thank you very much indeed. Now, you broke into William's...
Windsor Castle.
21st, didn't you?
A long time ago. Thankfully, no tragedy ensued, apart from some people had to sit through my Edinburgh show.
Now,
first of all, speaking from experience, nobody expects to get as far as these two obviously did.
Did you expect you would get into the castle?
Not at all.
How did you get in? What, didn't anybody challenge you?
No, I climbed over the wall. I expected there would be loads of security, I actually set off 7 alarms, but they were all put back. And luckily, because it was a fancy dress party, and I was dressed up in a pink ball gown as Osama bin Laden, I said I was Sindar al-Qaeda, and I was invited to the ball. And no, they let me in, you know? And I never expected to get as far as I did. Certainly never expected to get next to Prince William and kiss him on the cheek. One night, he's never called me since. And, of course...
Well, he's found somebody far more attractive, so I wouldn't worry about it.
Listen, I should have been in Kate's place. But I think the point
here... Don't
cry
over spilt milk. Listen, what do you... I mean, did you... When you got so far in, Aaron, did you actually think at any time, this is ridiculous, I better stop it now?
No, I was just riding on adrenaline, you know.
And what do you think about these DJs who are being hung out to dry at the moment?
I think people need someone to blame. You know, I think that's just natural human nature. I think it's really awful. I think they obviously feel terrible that they might have had a part in this tragedy. They're going to need counselling themselves, and to keep on, if you like, to the world, or if you like, the social network seems to have turned into the village at the end of Frankenstein with burning torches, and you know, to keep if you like, to keep looking at them, to keep painting them as scapegoats, and it will might result in another tragedy,
well,
you know?
Aaron, I hope very much indeed it won't. Thank you very much indeed for that. Aaron Barshak, if you don't remember Aaron, he was a guy, as he said, he dressed up as Osama bin Laden in a ball gown and broke into William's 21st birthday celebrations. And as a result of that, of course, Aaron Barshak ended up on the front page of most of the newspapers for some considerable time. In fact, he himself was a bit of a hate figure for quite some time. Aaron, good to talk to you again. It's been a long time. Thank you.